Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's Karen Conti to talk about some legal matters. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Bob.
I know that some of your friends who are divorce attorneys are busy, aren't they?
They are. They really are, and it's a thing all across the country. People are getting divorced. People want to get divorced. It happened in China after the flu sort of subsided, and there was just a huge surge of people wanting to get divorced.
You know what? This is interesting because I think people. I mean, we're not meant to be with our mates 24/7. And so I wonder if people are sort of making the wrong decision here, because in normal times, maybe they get along just fine. But now, being cooped up, the problems are coming up. Is that what's going on, do you think?
You know, that it's interesting. And, you know, we don't know. But my speculation is something just a little different. And I think people are being more reflected. I think that without the distraction of having a job and having to go out and socialize and to do all the things that we did to kind of entertain us and go to movies, and people are at home and they're thinking, like, is this life really what I want? And I'm hearing a lot of people say that to me, that it's not that they're at home fighting with each other and arguing so much as it is just thinking about life in general, because we have time to do it.
So are you getting a lot of questions about divorce right now?
A lot. I mean, multiple times a day. Even though the courts are closed, we can still file divorces, and people are filing them. And it's a very interesting phenomenon. In some ways, you would think people might even stay together because of the financial situation. People tend to, try to pool their resources and know that they have to take care of their kids in their home, and they're afraid to leave because of that. But it's just the opposite.
So what are the kinds of questions that you're hearing from people?
As far as divorce or all legal things.
Yeah, divorce.
Divorce, you know, people want to know, are they going to be okay? People want to know, what happens when someone stops working? I mean, what happens when I can't get child support? Where do the kids go? There's a lot of kids issues now, because the kids are home, of course, and normally kids have routines where they go to one parent or another parent, or they go to camp. Now what do we do? And who takes care of them? And who stays home? And, you know, all of those issues are just up for grabs because we don't have a normal right now.
I know another topic you're hearing a lot about, bankruptcy, and unfortunately, what are the pros and cons of declaring bankruptcy?
It's a great way to kind of wipe the slate clean, right? So, you know, you've got all these debts. The two biggest reasons people go bankrupt is losing their job and having medical bills. Those are two of the top ones. So a lot of people have lost their jobs. And so I think people are considering it. But one of the things you have to remember is that it does stay on your record for a long period of time. It does impact your ability to buy down the line. And it even, you know, getting a job, some employers will look it up and see that you filed bankruptcy. And some people think it doesn't reflect well on you. And now is the time, too, where there's so much forgiveness of student loans, and even the IRS is going soft on people. So I think it's a time to really reflect as to whether you really need to file bankruptcy. If you do, you do. But, you really need to talk to a lawyer before you jump into it. You can do it by yourself, but the decision to file bankruptcy is almost as important as how you do it and the method of doing it.
Isn't this a time when many creditors are being lenient?
Yes, they are. And there are credit counseling agencies that are out there that are free or very low charge because they want you to work out a deal with the credit card companies. They don't want, credit card companies don't want you to go bankrupt. Why? They don't get paid. So, you can negotiate deals with them. You can do it yourself. You can call them up and say, listen, I may go bankrupt. Can I work out a deal with you to pay some of these things down for pennies on the dollar. And some of the credit card companies will do it. And I have lists of some really good credit counseling agencies in Chicago that I'm happy to send to people who need it. And I would try that first before you file bankruptcy, because that is a very drastic measure.
So short of a bankruptcy, if you're struggling, you're not thinking of filing for bankruptcy, you don't need to do that, but you're struggling with your bills because you lost your job or your job has been cut way back, are the credit card companies still open to negotiating with people like that?
Yeah, they are. And sometimes they require you to fill out some forms to say why you have problems. I don't think anyone, you know, questions what's going on now. I mean, everybody has issues. I don't think there's anybody out there who's saying I'm doing well, except maybe a mask maker or something. But, you know, so yeah, I think they are cutting deals because these credit card companies, they're worried that people are living off their credit cards. And I see some credit card companies will actually reduce your credit limits, without even, you know, they'll give you notice. But they want to work things out with you. So you got to be diligent. You got to keep, you know, give them what they want and engage somebody to help you do it. And like I said, there's some free agencies out there that will help you do it.
Karen, you mentioned that you have a list you'd be happy to get to people. How can folks get in touch with you?
Sure. You can, best way to do it is email, because then I can email you right back. It's WGN at AskKarenConti.com.
WGN at AskKarenConti.com, and that's Karen with a K and Conti, C-O-N-T-I. Great. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate the info. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Bob. Take care.